Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Humility by Chelsea De Mateus, read by Rochelle Alberti. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Malachi 3:6-7. For the last 2 years, I've wondered why my walk with the Lord felt dry. I'd find myself almost daily asking, how did I get here? Yet for some reason, I never took it farther than that. I kept chugging along, doing life, feeling dry, almost empty, if you will. By God's grace, one night I climbed into the tub at the end of a long day. I turned on my worship music and immediately felt tense, wondering if the person I was listening to chose to adhere to sound doctrine. Was this mashup of favorite worship songs okay? It's not that the questions are wrong, but they showed the posture of my heart at that moment, tense and filled with angst instead of peace and worship. Moments later, I had the most beautiful reminder of climbing into my dad's truck a few years ago to find him singing one of these songs. God etched that morning into my heart. What a gift it was for me to witness my dad singing praise to our Savior, pure-hearted and in a posture of humility. God used that memory to convict my heart that evening as the worship song played. I'd lost my humble heart. My once humble heart had been handed over to pride and arrogance. I found myself more concerned with what man thought about things rather than taking them to the Lord. It all became abundantly clear, and the Holy Spirit began a great revival in my heart. I was brought to the book of Malachi in chapter 3 and was shown the time when God gave his people the opportunity to turn and repent of their sins. He told the people, "Return to me, and I will return to you." Verse 7. I will forever remember this moment with the Lord, just as I will always remember climbing into the truck with my dad. Humility washed over me once again. God's grace and mercy poured out over my heart. I immediately felt softened, and the thought of harshness felt repulsive. It is true, and I pray you know this too. The love of Christ will always soften us. It will cause us to have humble hearts. It will make us new, whole, and in deep pursuit of the opportunity to share God's love. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit and conviction. I praise you for the way your word softens our hearts. May I always seek to look to you for all my answers, and that you are the only one I desire to please. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
And one by one, I watched my dear friends get engaged, get married, start having children. And especially as a woman, I felt like there was a certain timeline that these things needed to happen in my life.
Charity Gale shares a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.